Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Passionately executed, Mr. Connerty, with the humane gesture of providing medical treatment for an afflicted child as material benefit, begs that a jury learn the unknowable, that is, what lay in Mr. Stern's heart. I deem it best that the court grants defense counsel's motion for dismissal.
Your Honor, I vigorously protest.
Nonetheless, my decision stands. And I further advise that you and the Southern District reconsider the deployment of government assets in the settling of personal scores. This session is adjourned.
Whoa, that was loud. Wow. I didn't expect that.
Emmy Award winner and TV Land Icon Award winner. I think that's the first time we've had a TV Land Icon Award winner on the show. Yeah. Anthony Edwards is joining us.
Hi, Anthony.
Morning.
Thanks for joining the program.
Good morning, Todd and Tyler. How are you guys?
That was, of course, Billions, and you made a guest appearance on that. Was that last year? Last season?
But a couple years ago, I think.
A couple years ago. All right, that's coming back, by the way. And, well, welcome back to the show. I want to get this out of the way right away. Did you ever think, in back in the mid-'80s, that there would be a Top Gun 2 ever? After it came out?
Well, what I've realized is that those MFers had to sacrifice me so you guys could have a sequel. I had no idea to die so you could get a second movie.
Because you're right. If you don't die in that, I mean, the movie could...
Yeah.
If you don't die and the movie is still a big blockbuster, because obviously that changes the whole plot of that line of that movie when you pass away. But if you don't die...
Yeah.
Now you're back in the sequel, and obviously you're
aside the fact that Tom Cruise doesn't age, so it'd be impossible.
He doesn't,
for us,
does he?
I never thought about that, and I love that you call us MFers. I love that. I didn't even think about that. Starring next to Tom Cruise 30 some years later would be tough for anybody, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. How are you handling the lockdown? How many people in the house?
It's only about five of us here. We took in a young friend, our godson, so we have a little 2-year-old running around. It's great. We're about six of us. We're in a really safe, nice, quiet place in Connecticut, so I really can't complain, and just hopefully we can get stuff done for people who are locked down.
But in Connecticut, I know at least you're safe, but that's a hot zone, that whole area. Connecticut, New York.
Yeah.
So can you feel it when you leave the compound?
Yeah, you can feel it, and you also, you know, we've been touched. We've lost friends, and you know, it's the real deal.
Anthony Edwards with us.
Down the road, is there going to be a big gap, a big lull? Because nobody is in production right now. So 7, 8, 9 months from now, are we going to see a lull in TV and movie making, or is there enough in the tank?
No, I think you're right. I think there's going to be a real, once we can get back to work, I think there's going to be a real scramble. I mean, I know I was in the middle of working on something that actually went away. You know, we had 3 more episodes to shoot on this 10-episode series, and so we'll see. You know, it's got to be finished sometime, but in the meantime, it's not going to be able to air in the fall when they wanted it to.
Tell us about the tricky part.
So this is we're doing a live stream. I work with an organization called 1in6.org, and 1in6 refers to the fact that 1 out of every 6 men were actually abused or assaulted sexually by the time they were 18. So it's this kind of silent, amazing amount of men, myself included, which is why I got involved in the organization, who don't look at this stuff, who keep this stuff buried for many years. I kept it buried till I was 51 years old, until I started to look at it. And as a result, you know, there's a lot of dysfunctional things happening with people suppressing that kind of trauma. So What we're doing as an organization is one of the things we've done is we've captured on film an incredible one-man performance by Martin Moran called The Tricky Part. And he did this, it's an award-winning play that he did for years in New York, but it's never been seen by masses. So we filmed it, and we're going to air it Thursday the 30th, and it's going to be tomorrow night. It's going to be live for 8 o'clock East Coast and 8 o'clock West Coast, and we're going to have a talk back afterwards, myself and the filmmaker and Marty Moran and the psychologist. And it's just incredible, you know, solo performance of him telling his story, and it's incredibly funny and incredibly moving, and it's free, and hopefully it'll get people to have a little bit more of a conversation about something that we think, oh, no, we can't talk about that, when in fact talking about it's really what helps.
Well, you know, everybody's home, and that's the time to watch things because we're not going out and doing things, and obviously the live plays aren't happening, so it's nice to be able to see something that was filmed that way and to check it out.
Yeah.
Anthony Edwards with us.
You have been in iconic films. You have been in iconic TV series. I got to ask what people recognize you the most for, and you get like an out-of-the-blue one every once in a while. Hey, I know you're from Bog Zapper. Weren't you the kid on Bog Zapper?
Well, I'm a big motor racing fan, so I go to whenever I'm at a car race or if I go to a Formula One race, something there, that's definitely all the Top Gun world.
Okay.
You know?
And okay. Then,
you know, and you're in the Upper East Side of New York, it's like, you know, it's all ER fans, and you know, and then you end up talking to people like you guys, and you realize that the Revenge of the Nerds never really, you know, never went away.
It
went to radio. And,
like us guys.
It never will.
Yeah. Like us guys. Come on.
You know, you techie radio head type.
Yeah, that was us. No. By the way, first of all, yes, of course I love Revenge of the Nerds. Everybody does.
See, no shame, no shame.
No shame. Right. Of course there's no
That's
shame.
Right.
Everybody loves
That's
Revenge of the Nerds. But I also loved you on ER. I watched that series when you were on there. And you mentioned, of course, everybody loves Top Gun. I get that.
Big Gotcha fan out here.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah, Gotcha is a great flick.
Can always stop on that movie.
Yeah, there you go.
What was the movie you were in with Linda Fiorentino? It escapes me at the moment.
Yeah,
I just remember. Yeah, she said, you are a weirgin. I just remember
that
line. You played a weirgin.
Be careful. You're going to say,
gotcha.
Obviously,
gotcha.
Obviously, you guys like that, too. You're going to get more crap.
Well, if you're going to stereotype us, we're more Fast Times guys.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right.
Everybody finds their movies. Yeah, you do this long enough, and you end up touching all kinds of worlds.
Well, I'm sure you're grateful because, like you said, you mentioned just three or four iconic things you've been in. So, and a lot of actors are nothing iconic. So, obviously, you find it as a pleasure, and although you're still pissed.
Yeah, no, I'm really lucky to have been around this world for a long time and met a lot of great people and exposed to a lot of interesting things.
Yeah, well, you don't just luck your way into iconic movies. You earn your way into a lot of those.
Oh, sure.
So,
all right.
You know, you deserve some credit there, too.
All right.
We're giving you all the credit in the world, Anthony.
The Tricky Part. How do people get on The Tricky Part again? Yep. What's the website for that?
1in6.org, the number 1, the number 6, 1in6.org, or you can find us on Facebook and Vimeo. It's going to be a live stream at 8 o'clock.
Stay safe, Anthony. Appreciate you calling, and thanks for all your
all
work.
Right.
Appreciate it, man.
Enjoyed the conversation.
Thanks for your help, guys.
All right.
Yeah,
appreciate
your
time.
UMFers. Yeah. Wanted Goose to die. I don't want Goose to die.
No. Nobody wanted Goose to die.
You know, Goose had to die for the plot to go where it went, I thought. But you're right. For years and years. He probably thought there was going to be a sequel sooner. Because everything was sequels.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the movie was so huge, but obviously Tom Cruise did 1,000 other things since then. And but now he probably heard, can he bring me back in the dream sequence? But he had a good point, though. Because Anthony went completely bald, and obviously Tom Cruise looks the same.
Yeah, him and Paul Rudd, they just don't age.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw Paul Rudd on something recently, though. Oh, it's on SNL. And he's letting the beard grow out a little bit. It was getting gray. I think he's getting tired of saying, "Hey, I look 30 all the time. I'm gonna start looking like a grown up." So he's got a gray beard coming in.
Yeah, if you know what, if he is complaining about that,
screw that guy. Right.
If that's the thing you got to complain about,
in his heart, he loves the fact that he's thinking, "Oh yeah, of course, Paul Rudd doesn't age."
Everybody says I don't age. Yeah. I look the same. Shut up.
Shut up. You do. Anthony Edwards, Chad Zumach later on. He won't drop the MF card. At least he won't say it that way.
Right.
Revenge of the Nerds.
I know the popular sentiment right now is athletes and actors are not essential personnel. Well, they never have been, but I sure miss them. I sure miss sports.
And essential personnel sports, miss them, too.
Yeah.
The people on the front lines, the doctors, the nurses, the garbage men, all the people we go through, we go list, they all miss the entertainment.
Right.
To get baseball, you know how big baseball is in the New York area? Oh, my God, it's huge. Major League Baseball is huge.
They're technically
there.
You're not essential. Technically, neither are we.
No. I don't know.
But they're nice to have around.
I still say we are.
They're a very nice respite.
Yeah. Well, like you said, months from now is going to be when you realize that none of the actors are working right now or filming anything.
Right. They're just finishing up movies that were supposed to be released by now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't Fargo that they didn't have the last couple episodes that
Todd
was just supposed to start?
And the previews look really good for that, too.
The one with Chris Rock?
Yeah.
Where he's a Kansas City mob boss?
Yeah.
I didn't even know Chris Rock was going to be in it.
Yeah,
it sucks even more that it's not going to
happen. Yeah, it's kind of a weird. They go back and forth, I think, in the new
Can't they just show what they have? And
I
be like,
so
hey, and then we'll film the last couple episodes when we can.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the problem is they don't know when they can film the last couple episodes.
Right. Yeah.
So they want to lose the continuity.
Well, time is dead.
Yeah, you're right. Thanks for picking me up.
Right. Well, what's the matter?
No, it is.
You're like, hey,
it
just show us Fargo now.
It doesn't
matter. We have to wait, you know,
Todd
6 months for the next one.
Todd mentioned earlier, and I know this is going to, I think it surprised me again, like I did yesterday, I mentioned this. May 1st is like, what, Friday?
Yeah.
Okay, that to me is like, what? What?
Yeah. Well, it could be because his calendar is still on March.
I didn't even look at that thing. But why change it? But why change it? Why change it?
I thought about changing it sitting here, but then I'm like, well, you know what? Then we can just skip April.
Yes.
Done. We'll go to May.
Good idea. We'll do that on Friday.
It'll be a big changing of the calendar.
Let's just skip April on the calendar. That way we forgot we sat at home for a whole month.
I'll bring a bagpipe or something.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know how to play it. We can just look at it.
I mean, I put things on my calendar, trips we were going to take, you know, that I had planned months ago. It probably aren't going to happen, but other than that, there's nothing on my calendar except talking to a shrink today at 10:40.
Why don't you Skype that for everybody to watch?
Do a little telehealth.
Let's all watch that.
Well, this is my psychiatrist guy, and we just chat idly. He's mostly around to refill my Ativan prescription.
Oh, I got it. All right.
And the truth comes out.
Yeah. Well, he knows that.
Yeah, you know.
He knows that's our relationship.
You got a lot of doctor cash, man. Or does our insurance cover that?
Most of it.
Oh, good.
There's a little copay, but they cover most of it.
Yeah, Todd, you're nuts. Take this.
Yeah.
You're no more nuts than anybody else is. Once you're out of van, take this.
When do they
stop giving you out of van? Because a lot of times they will stop prescriptions after a while.
Oh, yeah. Then I go through withdrawals.
I know. When can he say, I can't give these to you anymore?
Oh, probably never.
Okay. I mean, legally,
he knows. Yeah, he knows I'm probably going to need it for the rest of my life.
Okay. Here's your anti-freak out pills.
It's
good to see you.
Especially during a pandemic.
Yeah.
You freaked out when everything was good.
Yeah. I have cut down, and before the pandemic, I was planning on cutting down some more, but I put that plan on hold.
That and sniffing glue. Yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
It's Willie Nelson's birthday today.
Wonder what he's going to do to celebrate.
He's going to eat weed.
Yep.
I don't think he's much of a smoker anymore. Didn't he have some issues? And
lung cancer.
Like, cut down?
I think his wife, I think I read, had
too much.
Been pretty hardcore trying to get him to switch over to edibles.
He's in edibles now.
Yeah.
You good on edibles? Everybody?
Yeah, my wife stole mine. Remember I told you that?
No, I need to get some more.
Yeah.
No, you didn't hide him well enough.
That's true.
Willie Nelson is 87 today.
Happy birthday to Willie.
It was on this date in 2001, Eddie Van Halen admitted that he had been fighting cancer.
Man, the latest Family Guy just rocks with some Van Halen. It's great. It's funny as hell. He finds, Lois tells him to read the book. He doesn't read any books. She goes, we'll start with 1984. And he goes to the library and wants us to get the audio version of the book. And they give him the CD, 1984.
That's awesome.
And I can't even describe how good. You can just tell how great it is right there. And he just figures out this Van Halen album rocks. And everywhere he goes, he's jamming Panama. He's dressed like David Lee Roth. And things just get crazier.
Well, it helps him. It helps him get over Unjumpable Canyon.
Yeah, that's right. It's really, really. They're all funny. Family Guys are to be here all good. But it's one of the funnier ones, because he's just loving Van Halen now.
Eddie had,
I'm tired of your Van Halen phase.
The tongue cancer, right?
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Did he get that the same way Michael Douglas did?
I don't know. Probably. No, he smoked like a ton of cigarettes.
He says it's from his picks, though.
Oh, that's
remember?
Right. His
oh,
metal
yeah.
pick. And it was from his cigarettes.
And science said right.
No. No. Yeah. Yeah. Science said no. Right. We like science.
Yeah, because he uses, like, what, copper picks or something?
Yeah. That was science, and they said, no, it was cigarettes.
He said, no, that's not how that happens.
Cigarettes and pie.
Who's taller? Willie Nelson or Eddie Van Halen?
Ooh.
They're both short,
yeah,
I think.
Neither of them are tall guys, but I'm going to guess Eddie.
I'm going to say Willie Nelson.
Yeah, I'm going
to. I just saw Willie in a old concert standing next to, well, of course, they might have had cowboy boots on, so I couldn't tell. I'll say Eddie. I'll say Eddie's taller.
At maybe 5'7".
Everybody's checked in with an answer.
I bet you will. I bet you he's taller than 5'7", but I'll just stay.
I'll go with Eddie Van Halen.
Eddie Van Halen. We all doing Eddie?
I went Willie.
Oh.
Okay.
Eddie Van Halen's short.
Okay.
Eddie is taller than 5'7". He's 5'8".
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Oh, we could have lost this one.
Right. Willie's not.
You might have won this one, Nick.
No.
Bastard.
I don't think he did.
Yeah, I'm nervous about this.
Willie is 5'6".
Yeah! You're 1-1.
Oh, loser. You, Nick.
Loser.
Oh.
You suck.
In your face.
You should have been nervous because you lost.
It was justified.
Now, you know what? Now you got that to scream out tonight when your wife's bitching at you. Why are you such in a bad mood? Yeah. I lost. Who's taller today?
I can't even win. Who's taller during the global pandemic?
I was 1-1, and those guys are all 2-0 today. So sucks out there.
We'll have another chance for...
There's a chance for redemption there.
Yeah, there is a chance for redemption.
He could go back 1-2, though.
So you don't have to take work home with you.
Yeah.
That's good.
There is a chance for...
Unless you suck at the next one.
Right.
That would be,
then it's going to be a bad day.
That would be a deep, dark hole.
Right.
Well, the cornerback for the Chiefs, did you see what he did? Bashaud Breeland.
Nick's right in his head like, what'd he do?
In Charlotte, North Carolina, he got busted on charges of resisting arrest, transporting an open alcohol container in a motor vehicle, possession of less than an ounce of weed.
That's nothing.
Yeah, see, that should all be legal during the pandemic.
Right. Nothing is anything.
You going to let a guy celebrate a Super Bowl victory or not?
Right.
I mean, most states you can drive up and get a cocktail and they'll hand it to you.
Our state.
A lot of states.
Yeah.
But that's not an open container.
No.
You open it.
But I can't believe that
it's real close to being an open container.
You're going
to
drive up Margarita in our city now in Omaha. You can open it on the way out.
Right, you're going to take a sip.
Right.
Okay, but you're not supposed to.
Oh,
I know.
Whoa.
Just like when you go to the liquor store, you're not supposed to open that up on the way
it's
home.
It's a lot easier to open a little plastic cup than it is a liquor.
Yeah.
You know.
Like tonight, yeah. Christy will go get Mexican
food. Then a twist-off cap.
And she will get a half a gallon of margaritas, and somehow she manages to resist.
Yep.
There you go.
She doesn't drink the margaritas on the drive home.
There you go.
So you can do it.
I tried.
Or maybe that's why she only comes home with half a gallon.
I got some sushi last week, and it was they realized it was a longer wait than it should have been probably, and I'm not going to bitch. It's a pandemic. But they gave me 2 free margaritas, and they was just in a plastic cup with a lid. And I'm at the red light. I'm a block from the house. I'm thinking, man, that looks good. And I try to open it, and I'm thinking, I could spill this. I better save it. But I would have took a big swig out of it.
So what are you saying? Alcohol is the new fries?
Yeah. Yes, it is. It's
right.
Craig, it was laying
can't
there.
Can't resist.
Because the sushi was loaded up, and it was in the same bag.
Right.
And it was sticking out of the top. of the bag. And it was like the fries. Yeah. Thinking, well, there's a bunch of yellow stuff in there.
Because previous to the pandemic.
And I love this sushi. I love this place's margaritas.
Right.
They make great margaritas because I eat there when it's before pandemic.
Pre-pandemic, you would have to get the mix and the tequila.
Yeah.
And you're not going to mix it up while you're driving.
But no,
it's already made for you.
So, yeah, if there had been a straw stuck in that already.
It's right there.
I might have been done with it by the time I got home. I know you're not supposed to drink and drive, but believe me, one margarita, three blocks, ain't going to hammer me.
You could hear it, couldn't you?
Going, oh, please.
Tyler.
Yes.
Right
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
Margaritas aren't good.
My margaritas call me Mike, but other than that, the story's right.
Yeah, Breland on Twitter this morning was like denying everything. He's saying he knows the truth.
Right. Who did? Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Who said that?
Breland, the cornerback that got busted.
Oh, okay.
He said he was at like at a gas pump, and they threw stuff in his car. And...
Oh, are you kidding me?
No, we'll see.
Good story.
Yeah.
I just think like, hey, excuse me for living. It's a pandemic. I screwed up. Next.
Yeah. Just let your lawyers handle it.
I didn't beat up anybody at the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. That should not affect his employment status.
No.
Or will it?
No.
He did just sign.
It's the Chiefs.
Re-up.
What's
he played
NFL?
In 18 games last season.
Yeah.
18? Oh, that's right. They had playoff games.
They won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
No.
They played all the way to the end.
Didn't help Nick know he's 1-1.
Can't fix everything.
Can't fix everything.
They'll just make sure his locker is far away from Tyreek Hill.
Exactly.
Thinking they're getting their coronavirus cured, more than 700 people have died in Iran after ingesting toxic methanol.
Yeah, that's
the
great.
Iran's National Coroner Authority. Said that alcohol poisoning killed 728 Iranians between February 20th and April 7th.
Jesus.
Last year, only 66 died from alcohol poisoning in that period of time.
Yeah, well, they're lightweight.
They say that over 5,000 people have been poisoned from methanol alcohol. 90 people have lost their eyesight or are suffering eye damage from the alcohol poisoning. The final tally of people who lost their eyesight could be much higher.
Now, obviously, since it's Iran, all this stuff's illegal alcohol, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're dying. Why don't they legalize
methanol
it?
Methanol cannot be smelled or tasted in drinks. It causes delayed organ and brain damage. Symptoms include chest pain, nausea, hyperventilation, blindness, and coma.
Let's ship them some Bush Light or something like that.
Man. Ethanol
Bush
is
Light
the alcohol
for the Iranians. I'd donate.
We drink, right? It's ethanol.
I forget. I just forget.
I mean, ethanol is also toxic. You can die of alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, I don't drink
but
that.
But methanol is far more toxic.
You're right, Todd.
Yeah.
Ethanol is the one in the alcohol drinks that we have.
So we should drink gas.
No.
No, no, no.
That's good. I'm getting tired of all this bleach I'm drinking.
At least the president of Iran didn't tell people to drink methanol.
Nah,
they took it upon themselves.
They did take it upon themselves.
He's smarter than that.
They didn't hear it from a higher authority and run with it.
One dumb guy in the world.
Well, there's more than that.
There is, but I try to people to listen to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but some dumb guys have a tremendous amount of influence.
Yeah, too bad. He does.
WSBTV.com out of Atlanta, Georgia, reporting that a man reported that he had some checks stolen from his mailbox. The checks were outbound. They were supposed to be picked up by the post office and mailed to the recipient.
Oh, I was thinking cereal.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Or the snacks. Some Chex Mix.
Don't get us started on that rabbit hole.
Get something to eat at this next break, huh?
I need something, obviously. Yeah.
So the checks were stolen. The next day, the 35-year-old suspect went to the Home Depot, made a purchase of over $3,000. He returned the items for cash the next day. After investigating, authorities identified the suspect during a traffic stop on Saturday. Speedy Gonzalez was arrested by police and booked into county jail. Speedy is his actual name.
Oh,
really?
Man.
Does he have a cousin named Slowpoke?
I'm not aware of his family.
No, his name would be Rodriguez. Then. Slowpoke.
Right? Yeah, this is his name is literally Speedy Gonzalez.
Oh, that's right. Slowpoke.
So
was a Rodriguez.
The kid was obviously a Gonzalez when he was born, and they named him Speedy.
I guess.
No.
That is the best.
He's got a file for unemployment in Kentucky.
Yeah. Phil McCrevis, Speedy Gonzalez, Tupac Shakur.
Come get your checks.
You got to listen to the whole show. All right. Chaka Khan. All right. Yeah.
Chaka Khan.
Yeah, there you go.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.